Nancy remembers Rachel. Another night where I can't stop thinking. I move to the library and peruse the shelves for a book, just something to help focus my mind. Get it off the thing it always gravitates to. That's when the title catches my eye, and my lips and fingers go numb. It was her book. I Need Air. Grabbing the spine, clutching the book to my chest, I stumble outside. The moon is brighter than usual, a white sliver in the blackness. I bend over the thin, square shape pressed against me. In second grade, Rachel's teacher had assigned a book presentation to be given in front of the class. A terrifying experience for a 7-year-old. Rachel had raced up the driveway as soon as the bus dropped her at the corner, flung open the back door, and asked, "What is the oldest book in the whole world?" I said, "The Epic of Gilgamesh, I think. Why?" She said, "I want to do my book report on it." She was scheduled to give the report at the end of the week, and I had a copy in our library, so we read it together as she conjured up mental images of Enkidu and King Gilgamesh. She began her report by informing the class that she had read a more than 3,000-year-old book, and in the enthusiastic process captivated everyone, in particular her teacher, who gave her an A. Never had I seen anyone's face shine as much as hers the day she ran into the house, waving that report in the air like a beacon. I ran to meet her and scooped her up, swung her around. She wanted to read it to me again, leaning over the kitchen table. I gave her cookies and rapt attention. It is a few months after I get the news that Rachel has overdosed. She is dead. I have wandered from room to room and landed in the dark of her closet. I am looking at her tennis shoes, the ones that are wide at the toe to accommodate her bunions and narrow at the heel. I can't throw them out. I put my nose into them and inhale, deeply, just barely catching a scent of something mildly sweaty, skin-like, musty. I see her pushing her feet into them, walking through each step of the nightmare that was each day for her, getting lost, getting found, running away, running for...